Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 114. Today, Dave asks, regarding queries and cover letters, are there any tricks you might want to share? Well, Dave, when it comes to queries and cover letters, the best advice is the old advice. Be direct, be courteous, and be brief. By being brief, you're demonstrating respect for the person's time. By being direct, you're demonstrating respect for their intelligence. And by being courteous, you're demonstrating respect for their person. So, a brief greeting, hello or greetings or whatnot, be direct. I am submitting for consideration my story, blah. And then if it's relevant, your credibility. I have previously sold to the following professional markets, or I have recently been awarded the following award, that sort of thing. Then a third line, thank you very much for your time and consideration. Sincerely, blah. You got your briefness, your directness, and your courtesy all together, and that's basically all you need for a short story submission. For a novel submission, if you're going to a traditional publisher, probably something a little longer. A brief 2-4 sentence pitch of the book or manuscript you're including, and a detailing of the materials that are in the submissions package, whether you've got a partial manuscript or a treatment or an outline or a synopsis or whatnot. The same things you would find in any basic book on business communication are the elements you want to have in business communication as a writer, because this is basic business communication. So, be courteous, be direct, be brief. But be clear. You don't want to be so brief that you're unclear, but you don't want to be any longer than is absolutely necessary. For what it's worth, that's my advice. It's actually worth practicing. One other thing that is worth doing is, where possible or applicable, add a personal touch. If this is someone you've spoken with before, make a reference to your last conversation, ask how their dog's doing, if you remember their dog's name, that kind of thing. If this is someone who you haven't spoken to before, but you're a great fan of theirs or you're very familiar with their reputation, include congratulations on something that they've achieved recently, or say something like, I hope you're surviving the blizzard, or something like that. Some touchstone of personal connection is always very good. That's part of the courtesy thing, and it basically communicates that you have taken enough time to think about who you're writing to and why you're writing, that it's worth their time to investigate a little further. It induces the ethic of reciprocity. But those are the basics. So, thanks for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.